Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
A Super Bowl champion.
The Green Bay Packers have won the Super Bowl.
The Packers' all-time leading scorer.
A game winner for Mason Crosby.
It's time for the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Nellis, presented by Verizon, the number one network in Milwaukee, on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook and on the free Odyssey app.
Yeah, boy, this is hour number two of the Mason Crosby Show, boater extraordinaire, especially when he's in charge of 43 15-year-olds.
Yeah. Hey, we took it down. It was a fun day.
Oh, so that was. What was
didn't lose anyone out there. We did rip a tube, which was a little bit of a bummer.
Though? Nobody got hurt.
Oh,
though?
Everyone was good, yeah.
All right, good. Just making sure. He's Mason Crosby. I'm Mitch Nellis. It is 1 o'clock on a Monday, and that means it's our weekly check-in with Mr. Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette, part of the USA Today network. USA Today owns they own Earth, so that, you know, we're all part of their network. Ryan, how you doing, my man?
I feel rested, man. Those bye weeks
are
nice.
Go.
You like that, all right?
All right, what's the best thing you did this weekend?
Yesterday was a lazy day. I worked on the house a little bit, but mostly just watched football. Enjoyed watching other people play, and it was nice.
Did you watch a game? Did you Red Zone channel it up? Like, how did you do football yesterday?
I've never been much of one to get into the Red Zone channel. It's just too much hopping around for me. I like to actually dig into what I'm watching.
I agree.
You guys are both wrong. It's okay.
Mitch has asked me 14 times if I have the Red Zone channel or no. I'm like, dude, I like to watch football. I don't like to just watch.
We've had three straight Sundays of the Packers not playing like at noon or at 3:00. And so like we'll all be texting about like what's going on the field, and then Mason will miss something and I'll be like, oh, didn't you see it on the Red Zone channel? And then he's like, you're an idiot, Mitch. Like, enough.
I just want to watch actual football be played. I don't want to just watch the highlights. I'll get that after the fact.
I've got my scoreboard up on my phone, so I have an idea of the scores around the league. But, like, you can either watch highlights or watch football. I'd rather watch football than highlights.
Highlights.
Highlight guy.
All right, so speaking of highlights, Ryan Wood, on a scale of 1 to 10, how fast is Christian Watson?
He looked like Christian Watson today. Those are not my words. That's Dontavian Wicks that told me that inside the locker room. I asked him, you find yourself kind of eyeing over there during practice? He's like, yeah. Now, he did not take 11 on 11 today. Yeah. It would be a shock if he played this week. I mean, I just don't see that happening at all. Even Christian Watson was asked, if you had your way, would you play this week? And he's like, let's pump the brakes here a little bit. It is a long slog after this early bye, right? Yeah. And they need Christian Watson to be Christian Watson in December, not necessarily before Halloween. But just having him back on the field, I think everyone in that locker room knows what he represents. He is the field stretcher. There is a massive difference in this offense between him being present on the field and not. And they're going to be deliberate with this, but it's a big day for him to be on the field practicing for the first time, even in just individual drills. It's the right step in a process that has gone really well. I mean, he's 9 months post-surgery. Like, it's gone really well to this point.
Well, that's awesome. Yeah, it's good that he's back in the fold, just getting into that window of getting back on the field. Saw a couple other names come off and get some practice in, Zach Tom and Aaron Banks. How did they look? Were they full go, or is that just kind of like at least they're getting back into the fold of things? What do you think their status is going to be for this week?
Yeah, we'll see how the week progresses, but just the fact that they were on the field today had to be very, very welcoming news for this Packers offense. that might finally have its full offensive line together. Matt LaFleur said it exactly 1 week ago, a day after Dallas. What does the bye week mean? And he said it's called health. They needed it, especially on that offensive line. So for Zach Tom and Aaron Banks to be back, again, we'll see how the week progresses, but that is a very positive sign. On the flip side, I do think the fact that Devontae Wyatt not only did not practice today, but Matt LaFleur a week ago said it's a week-to-week thing, is the opposite of positive. They need Devontae Wyatt back as fast as possible. He is he makes a massive difference on that defense. You saw that against Dallas. I mean, it was before Wyatt out and after Wyatt out. That's how the Cowboys offense broke down that game. They need him back, and he wasn't on the field today, so we'll have to see.
Yeah, so I was just thinking about going into this game and then looking at some of the games this weekend, like watching the Cowboys again dismantle the Jets. That offense obviously really good, and so you got to feel a little bit better about some of those things. I feel like watching the Detroit Lions since that first game, it's like what this Packers team did to the Detroit Lions has not been even close to done. Since they've stepped on the field after. So after, watching some of those Packers not playing this week, like, where do you feel like the Packers stand after a bye week, seeing some of the undefeated teams go down, all the weird stuff that happens in the NFL? Do you feel better or kind of the same with this Packers team at the moment?
You know, guys, I feel like I must have missed the memo that this Packers team was now forsaken and left for dead after the last 2 weeks. I had the audacity watching Jake Browning fumble his way through trying to put forth a confident quarterback performance of tweeting that the Packers are getting a really opportune opponent coming out of this bye because, my God, the Bengals look bad.
Yeah,
the Lions have looked good. Okay, fine. But the Bengals look bad, and they don't just look bad against the Lions. They look bad anytime Jake Browning's behind center. To the point that who knows if he's even going to be the quarterback this week, right?
Yeah.
He looks off, and I had the audacity to tweet this, and oh, my God, my Twitter mentions just blew up with I missed a memo, guys. Apparently, nothing can be taken for granted for this Packers team. They are moribund. They are left for dead. And even the Cincinnati Bengals with Jake Browning is now a formidable test. I missed that memo. Because to me, this is still a very good team. This is still a team that I think you can make a very plausible argument for having the best quarterback and the best defensive player in the NFC. I understand Cleveland, Dallas did not turn out the way that they wanted it to turn out. That's going to happen in this league. The Buffalo Bills lost last night at home in primetime to the New England Patriots. The Philadelphia Eagles are no longer undefeated because they coughed up a 17-3 lead to Bo Nix. Like, you're going to have those weeks. It does not make you a bad team. Ultimately, you have to trust the talent, and the talent of this Packers team is loaded. So I don't get – look, no team's taken for granted. I understand professional football, they get paid too. I still think this is a really good Packers team loaded with talent.
Ryan, I like it. I like your optimism, and I totally agree with you.
Ryan Wood joins us on the Fan Guest Hotline powered by Gruber Law. One called. That's all. Buffalo loses. Philly loses. I know you just kind of answered this question from a Packers perspective, but from a league-wide perspective, I mean, the Packers are now tied for the least losses in the league. The last two undefeateds go down. Does anything scream more week-to-week league than what we saw yesterday with those results?
That's what this league is, right? So, look at the Detroit Lions look really, really good. And I do think that there is a caveat to that opener, which is that it was Aiden Hutchinson's first game back from the leg injury last year. It was their first game with two new coordinators. We're going to find out where these two teams stack up on Thanksgiving, right? We're going to find out Packers, Eagles, when they come to Lambeau Field in November. But if you look around the league, knowing it's a week-to-week league, tell me what team out there you look at and you're like, oh, Packers have like it's a long shot there of winning that game, beating that opponent. I don't see that opponent. Now, that doesn't mean that they're going to steamroll everyone either, because if I'm the Philadelphia Eagles or if I'm the Detroit Lions getting the Packers back at your home place on Thanksgiving, I'm feeling pretty good too. This is a parity league. There's a lot of teams at the top that are very, very close, but I think the Packers are right in that mix. I mean, they're absolutely a contender to win it all.
Yeah, Ryan, I think you the biggest thing for – and like you said, Eagles lost at home. Bills lost at home. You know, it's like I think that's the biggest thing for the Packers is – defend Lambeau Field, win your home games, which they have, you know, they've done at a really good rate for those first two games. So getting the Bengals at home, like you got to win at home and just control that narrative, right? And then if you split your away games, you're a really good team and you're going to have a really good spot in the playoffs. Possibly, you know, should maybe even win your division. So if they can take care of business at home, they're going to be just fine. And I totally agree with you. The bye week gave us the time to breathe, say like, all right, those two road games were a little bit of a weird, you know, we ran into some weird opponents that just didn't match up well, and it ended up being a weird 1-1 type of situation, or 0-1-1 type situation in those games. But yeah, so like what are you looking for going up against the Bengals? Like a week of work, you come out of the bye week. I know whenever I was playing, it's like you come out of the bye week and it's like you want to be fresh and sharp. Like you need to, you know, dive into those details, get all that work in that, you know, especially this Monday, get everything crisp, get everything going. What do you think LaFleur is going to push on this team coming out of this bye week this week?
You know, the funny thing, I don't know if this line's moved since it came out last night, but just the fact that what they're 14.5 point favorites.
Yep.
Against the Bengals.
14.5. Yep.
That's a lot of points. Yep. And again, I need to stop reading the Twitter mentions. I'm a grown man. I don't know why I haven't learned this in all my years on earth to stop reading the Twitter mentions.
Are you 40?
No. Okay. I'm 38. Because
you said you're a grown man.
I feel 40. So I'm aging in parent 40. Years.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So just the fact that like the idea is, oh, they're not going to cover that 14.5 point spread. Well, no kidding. Do you understand how many points two touchdown favorite is in this league? It's a league of parity. Anytime you're 14, you're not supposed to ever beat any team by two touchdowns. That's not what the NFL is. Yeah. So the fact that they are even considered 14.5 point favorites, I think they need to come into this game and leave it without playing with their food. Right?
Well, that's
two touchdowns, three touchdowns, whatever. Right. Just you're a good team. They're a bad team right now with Jake Browning.
Step on them.
We should have a segment within the segment of reading Ryan Wood's Twitter mentions every Monday.
What's the problem with bye Sunday? I'm sitting on the couch. I'm drinking beer.
You're in a moment of weakness.
It easy. If I'm busy, I have those distractions. But then otherwise, on a bye Sunday, it's like, oh my God, I missed the memo, guys. This team is terrible. I'm sorry. The Packers are left for dead, and all is lost. Time for 2026. But here's what I'll say about the Packers, and this is recency bias. I understand the last 2 weeks they have shown that they can lose or tie to anyone, right? They have failed to win two games against opponents that they should have won. They should be 4-0. But let's step away from the recency bias because this team has also shown that they can literally beat anybody. They can beat the top of the league, and they can do it by dismantling them. They can blow out the Detroit Lions. They can blow out the Washington Commanders. Mm-hmm. The Washington Commanders get Jaden Daniels back yesterday. It takes about a quarter. They go down 10-0, knock the rust off, and then they come back in Los Angeles and beat Justin Herbert. That's a good team. They can dismantle good teams too. They can lose to anyone, but I think it still matters that they can beat anybody in front of them as well.
Yeah, and that speaks to the parity of this league. And I think this this Packers team, and all teams in this league for that matter, are going to run into that throughout the course of a season. So first quarter of the season's over. They are 2-1-1. They've only had one loss. Like the best teams in the league only have one loss. They're fine. Now we're moving into the second quarter of the season. And these, like the second and third quarters of the NFL season are when you really show your character. You show what type of team you're going to be pushing into December towards the playoffs. So I think this start of this second quarter couldn't line up better that they're going to face Bengals at home. They're going to face a Cardinals team that is kind of, you know, they're just questioning who they are and what they're about, right? You do have to go on the road on that. Yeah, they lost to the Titans, and they're going to basically all week in the next, you know, month, they're just going to be doing run through the end zone drills and make sure that you hold on to the football. Like go back to Pee Wee football. But Yeah, so I think it lines up well for this Packers team, and I think we just have to look at this. And that's how we did it whenever I was playing. I mean, that's how the football and the player mind is you play it for like a four quarters, and it's literally you just plot it along. And once that first quarter is done, you're resetting, and you're going into this second quarter ready to roll. And we're going up against a Bengals team that is really bad. But you have to go and step on their throats. We were talking about with the Brewers.
Yep.
You got to go out there and step on them. So who do you think steps up in that? Got to get that running game going. Jordan Love, I think, is going to have a huge game this weekend. I think I want to see this defense get some turnovers. Change pressure into sacks, pressure into turnovers. Do you think that is kind of what the next step is for this Packers team coming in the second
turnovers
quarter?
Turnovers would sure be nice.
Yeah, you know, we talk about not playing with your food. Like that's squarely on the defense. Like, here you have food in the name of Jake Browning, potentially. Who knows if he's going to be – if it's not Jake Browning, it's the guy that they didn't feel confident enough to play over Jake Browning last week. So here's your food. Dominate it. Shut it down, right? And show that, okay, Dallas happened, but that was a blip. Because three other games also happened already this season, and they were absolutely dominant in all three. Show that that's actually who you are. I think that's an opportunity to send a statement for this defense. Offensively, just getting a full offensive lineback, that would obviously be huge for this offense. I don't expect to see Christian Watson this week, but I think that I continue to say there's no higher priority on this offense than maximizing Tucker Kraft. He is a special tight end. If Tucker Kraft is not a Pro Bowl tight end this year, it is. I don't put that on Tucker Kraft. I put that on the coaching staff and not putting him in position because he is one of the best three tight ends in the NFC. Like that he needs to be your guy. You have to figure out how to maximize him. So whether it's the Bengals, the Cardinals, whether it's Dallas a week ago, it doesn't matter the opponent. You have to maximize Tucker Kraft, and I think every week's an opportunity to do that.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it'd be nice. It'd be nice going into that game against our old friend Aaron Rodgers. Just feeling really good about where this team's at, and doing that, like just finding that identity on offense. And I've said it from like off season to the start of the season. I totally agree with you, Ryan. This offense runs around Josh Jacobs and Tucker Kraft. Like, you have to run the ball effectively, and you feed Tucker Kraft and make it a boxing match where he's taking hits on those DBs, on those guys on the other side of the ball, and take that fight to them. And if this offense can keep producing in that way, it opens the field up for everything. Then Christian Watson comes in, takes the top off of that, for this offense, and the sky's the limit. So I totally agree with you. I think Tucker Kraft is the key that unlocks this offense. And I mean, I'm just excited that they're going to be back on the field in Lambeau Field this weekend against an inferior opponent. Like, as a player, all the time, you're like, you don't look past anybody, but you kind of lick your chops thinking, like, we can get right on this team and really show the NFL what type of team we really are.
Hey, those two names that you just mentioned, Josh Jacobs and Tucker Kraft, what different positions, obviously. What's the one through line that connects those two? They're both incredibly physical players.
Yep.
Their play style, their mentality. And if you look at the last 2 weeks, okay, I think the Packers offense, especially in Cleveland, I mean, Dallas turned into a track meet. They put up 40 points. They're going up and down the field. So it wasn't a week that called for physicality. But they lost the physical battle in Cleveland. And then the first 2 weeks, Detroit and Washington, they didn't just beat the Lions and Commanders. They beat up the Lions and Commanders. Your best players on offense are guys that are bred in physicality. And that is who I think this offense wants to be, a team. They spent all offseason after Philly working on being a more physical offense. They showed it. Then they got away from that. This is an opportunity this week against the Bengals to beat up the Bengals. And then next week, Arizona, to go into Arizona and beat up the Cardinals. That is who they want to be, and they have an opportunity to go do that now.
I love it, Ryan. You got anything else, Mitch?
No, I was just going to say, like, any other nuggets from the locker room today? Anything else the players have on their minds or anything else going on?
Well, I can tell you that the deep ball down the left sideline was intended for Matthew Golden and not Dontavian Wicks. I learned that today. All week, really? I'm like, Which guy was he throwing to? It was Matthew
Golden.
Like
it looked like it was to Wicks, didn't it?
Yeah, nope.
It felt like one of them ran the wrong routes just because usually you don't have two guys in the same zone on a deep ball like that. But, yeah, that's good. At least I got clarified.
If you listen, you know, Matt LaFleur said that it was a situation where obviously never are you supposed to have two intended receivers in the same spot on the field. But because the Cowboys busted the coverage, someone
you put your hand up
decided to follow the rules. They have rules for this, and they kind of went broke it deep and put their hand up. It was Dontavian Wade. It's supposed to be an out route. So, and I asked Matthew Golden.
That makes sense.
I asked Matthew Golden, I was like, did you know when you're tracking the ball in the air, whether it's thrown to you or not? He's like, if you're me, what do you do? I'm like, yeah, you catch the ball. Like, he did his job, right? So you can't put that on Dontavian Wicks either because there's a rule in place that if they bust the coverage, you're thinking seven. Yep. You're thinking end zone. So he did what he was supposed to do too. It was kind of a funky, fluky thing that obviously worked out well for them. But I, for a whole week, I'm like, okay, that was a good play. What was supposed to happen on that play? Because I had no idea.
Nice. Well, that's awesome. I'm glad we got that clarified. But, yeah, that makes total sense. And, Ryan, man, I appreciate you coming on. And I can't wait to talk to you next Monday after a Packer victory there in Lambeau Field.
Let's go.
Take care, guys. We'll see you.
All right. Have a great week.
Ryan Wood from the Green Bay Press Gazette joining us here on the Fan Guest Hotline powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. We got to get to our weekly picks and some more Brewers talk because it's all Brewers all the time.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Time right now. Mason, remind us your shirt. It's beer and burgers
and pancakes and friendship and magic.
Oh my gosh.
It's all of it.
I just want to put those five things in a pie and eat that pie.
That does sound like
it sounds amazing.
What would we call that? I'll think of a name.
The Brewer's pie.
Just a Brewer's pie.
Yeah, just Brewer's pie.
Perfect.
Yeah,
simple enough. Go.
He's Mason Crosby. I'm Mitch Noss. Tommy Wirtz has no idea what to do with us. This is the Mason Crosby Show, presented by Verizon, the official 5G network of the Green Bay Packers.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.